Welcome to StarNet Regions 1 and 3 podcast. My name is Dr. Annie Ranking, and I am a family resource specialist with StarNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org. So welcome, everyone. My name is Annie Ranking, and this is StarNet Regions 1 and 3 podcast. I'm so excited that I have Jennifer here with me today. She is an owner and center director in Morrison, Illinois. And so, Jennifer, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I am doing great. So to start with, can you just give our audience a background on you? Just kind of give us who you are professionally, maybe how long you've been in early childhood and or an owner and director?
Sure, of course. As Annie mentioned, my name is Jennifer Magnifici, and I am an owner, director, new owner, director of a child care center licensed for 95 children in Morrison, Illinois. I personally have been in the early childhood field for about 16 years now. I started as a home provider doing child care when my children were little, and that led me into a subbing position at a local child care center. I did that for a couple of years. And then went on and ventured outside of early childhood into the United States Postal Service. And after a couple years of doing that, found my passion again in early childhood, became a preschool teacher at a center where later I became the director of. So I spent about 3 years being the director of that program, and I was approached and asked to purchase the center. So we were in negotiations for several months, and then COVID hit and abruptly closed our center. And we were set to close on the center the end of May, and obviously it was non-generating or non-revenue generating. So we had a big meeting with the board of directors, and we asked to maybe revisit the purchase price of the center because it was not generating revenue, in which they declined. So our sale actually fell through, and I blame that obviously on COVID because it would not have ever ended that way. But anyways, after spending a couple months of downtime kind of exploring what my next options were, I knew that I wanted to, you know, pursue my dream of owning my own center. I partnered with a business owner in Morrison, Illinois, who had recently built a child care center that was non-operational. It was still a brand new facility. And they were looking for someone to come in and operate the business. So after months of meetings, we contracted together and I started my own business and I'm leasing the building from him. And here we are. We just opened March 1st. Everything is going beautifully. It's been kind of a blessing because I haven't actually worked in childcare while COVID was present. So I really didn't know what things looked like, but it has been a blessing coming back that, you know, the guidelines are starting to relax a little bit. Our numbers have increased with the permission of the Department of Children and Family Services. So it's just been a beautiful process. So that's kind of my history.
Yeah, all over the place, kind of with the Postal Service and then coming in and out of education. So can you just give our listeners some of the experiences you've had over the past year? I know that it sounds like your center closed, the one that you originally were going to be operating in, and now you've started March 1st. So some of the considerations you had to think about while you were opening on March 1st, some of the things that we might see in your center, face masks maybe, or more hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Or just some of those business decisions that really benefit children and teachers.
Sure. So obviously, as I mentioned, I hadn't really had to contend with COVID at all in my previous center because it wasn't even a thing until it was closed. So in the process of opening a new business, it kind of twisted the whole picture. It was a whole new ball game, so to speak. Obviously, the licensing process took an extremely large amount of time. Because of the fact that obviously DCFS was working remotely, et cetera. So along with a normal business plan that I had to come up with, I also had to account for all the extra expenses, which were sanitizing tools, which were PPE, et cetera, throughout the center. So obviously now the center is running with the recommendations of the local health departments and the Children and Family Services. All of our children two and above, plus all of our staff, all wear masks daily. I bought a device. It's kind of awesome, actually. It's like a paint sprayer, And every day, twice a day, we go through the entire center and we spray disinfectant spray, and it's 99.9% effective. It penetrates all the surfaces, crevices, et cetera, while being safe to the consumer. So that's been a huge blessing that helps cut back on some of the time that we're taking to disinfect on a regular basis.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. So what has been the most difficult thing as you've been kind of preparing to open, and as you've been opened for just a little less than a month? What's been the most challenging thing to think about?
Honestly, I think the most challenging thing has just been what we all naturally as humans are dealing with is, you know, the workforce isn't back into 100% operation. A lot of people have gone to remote employment services, so they're not needing the childcare. So it has been a battle to get our enrollment numbers up and to get people back into the groove. You know what I mean? As far as the restrictions that COVID have placed on us, as far as the mask wearing, et cetera, it really, everyone has conformed beautifully to that. Even the children, you think, you know, I have parents come in all the time. I don't know if he or she are going to wear a mask. And it's almost become the new norm. The kids don't think twice about it. So genuinely, everything honestly has been wonderful with the exception of just trying to get enrollment up and get established. That's been my biggest challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, how have the teachers kind of responded? Are you able to hire enough teachers to fill your rooms? How are the teachers kind of engaging children and learning about the restrictions around COVID?
So as far as staffing, I was very, very blessed because most of my teachers, and when I say most, I mean 95% of them, came from my previous center. Once they found out I was opening a new center, they naturally just followed me to this new location. So staffing, we've been very blessed. As a matter of fact, I just posted an employment opportunity, and I've had 8 applicants within the last 24 hours. So
wow.
I have been really lucky in my career as an educator that I have not had to do with staffing crisis issues. And then as far as like the teachers navigating COVID and the restrictions and everything within the classroom, because it's a new center, it honestly has fallen together pretty naturally. It's like these kiddos came into the center. It was all new. Everything was new about it. It wasn't like, you know, they'd been attending for years and all of a sudden there was all these new rules. It was a natural thing. They came in and, okay, we're expected to wear a mask. We have smaller group sizes. We're not allowed to commingle, et cetera. So everyone has conformed very well to that.
Excellent. And so for our final question today, what are some tips and tricks that you would give to center directors during this time? And then some tips and tricks you might give to parents during this time?
Okay, as far as center directors, my biggest piece of advice is to just persevere. You know what I mean? Hang with your dream, hang with your vision. Unfortunately, in this field, as we can all attest to, every single day is different, and we live minute by minute in this business. There's no consistency, no anything. So my best piece of advice is just to be flexible and be transparent with your employees, with your families, with everything. You know, everything comes together with some patience and a lot of honesty. So as far as to parents, I encourage them, you know, especially in our center, because I know what we offer and I know what our policies are. I just would like to assure parents that your children are safe in childcare. It's not a scary place to be because of COVID, you know, with the correct protocols, the correct policies and procedures. They're just as safe in childcare as they are if you take them to Walmart or something else. You know what I mean? It's not that the most severe threat is coming from a childcare center. So I would like to remind parents to, you know, remain open-minded as far as enrolling their child in a center.
Excellent. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today to give us a little bit of insight on childcare during COVID, especially from the view of a center director.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to our podcast from StarNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org.